We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Chris Kiger from First Christian Church. All right, I'm throwing it to you. What are we going to talk about here?
That's a great question. Hey, can I just give a shout out to three little kids that are apparently listening to me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Axel, Bendy, and Connor.
I know them.
Do you know them?
I do know them.
The Peters family?
Yes.
They are awesome.
I know. They actually came to our open house that we did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, great kids.
Yeah, I hopefully they like sent me a text saying, hey, we love Chris Kiger, and I love them back. So, yeah.
I love you guys, too.
We're having a moment
right
here.
A little emotional right now.
So you said that if you weren't doing disc jockey work, that the perfect job for you would be making street signs.
I think so. We did an adventure.
Okay.
Last year, I believe it was.
That's right.
When we went to the Transportation Cabinet's sign office. I'd always wanted to go and see where they make street signs. It is fascinating.
Okay. Now you've opened up a Pandora's box here, because I would love to get, can you get street signs, like old street signs? What do they do with them? Because I've seen people that have them like posted in their house.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's a question that we can ask. I mean, I don't
here
think
we are.
Legally, I don't know that you can just, you can't go take them.
Correct.
You'd be stealing
that would,
them. Then,
that would
you know.
Be stealing.
But I don't even know that you are supposed to have old stop signs and stuff like that.
I think it'd be cool. But what about Mr. Rogers? He had the red light, green light in
yes,
his house.
He did. Do you know how big those things actually are?
They're huge.
Huge.
And
his Mr.
Too.
Rogers was not as big as the ones we have now.
But how cool was his house?
I know. Who has a train that goes through their house like that?
Exactly.
Did you like watching Mr. Rogers?
I loved Mr. Rogers.
I
thought it was cool.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, me too. The weird
Won't
thing
you be
was,
my neighbor?
Yes. The weird thing about him, though, is he would come in the house and he'd put a sweater on.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it was cold
who does
in his
that?
House. Well, I do that. Did you see me earlier? I had a jacket on in here.
It's 80 degrees outside. What are you doing?
I did take the jacket off because it got a little warm in here. I don't know if it had anything to do with you coming in and, you know, it was hot air in the room or what. I don't know. So if you weren't doing ministry, what would you do?
Well, I used to think it would be baseball. I loved baseball as a kid growing up, and I just took to it like a duck to water. But then, like in high school and college, I played a little bit in high school and college and realized it became more of a job.
Oh.
And I look at them today and think, man, if I could make that money just by catching and throwing and hitting a ball, oh, I would do that in a second.
Yeah. But there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff that goes into that.
There really is, and they play 162 games and live out of a – I just could not do it.
Okay.
Couldn't do it. I love what I do now. I'm in ministry as a minister, and I just can't imagine doing anything else. So
that's where it's at for you.
Correct. But there are days that I wish I could just go to Dairy Queen and dip ice cream for the rest of my life, because it's like a mind-numbing job, but
then you
I wouldn't
deal
like
with people
that.
There, too.
Yeah.
I mean, people are everywhere.
Exactly.
You always have to deal with people.
Yes, you do. Yes, you
in
do.
In one way or another.
And I love people most of the time. So.
And you are human, so it's
exactly.
Okay to not like them all the time. Surfaces and Sunday Best. We are Quixie 98.3. It is Trisha and Chris Kiger from First Christian Church. So you got a text message.
I did. My mom reminded me of what I would be doing if I wasn't doing ministry. When I was a kid, I was fascinated by the garbage men because they had round garbage
cans,
thank you. And they would walk and spin these at the same time.
Oh.
And it was like the coolest thing. And I told my mom, I said, I'm going to grow up and be a garbage man so I can
That's an important job.
Yes,
but
thank you.
You'd have to bring your own garbage can lid, though,
yes.
Because they're not using those anymore.
Yeah, they would like literally come to our house, like walk up our driveway in a can, you know, dump our trash in their train, and yeah. It
was, yeah. I don't remember. I remember seeing that on TV,
right.
But I don't remember watching them actually spin that around.
Oh.
It's almost like a basketball, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that talent, you know?
Oh, yeah. It was just like they were walking. It was just part of their deal.
So,
it was so cool.
So like on-the-job training,
yes.
Or I wonder if they had a class that they had to do beforehand. It's like, you know, you got to learn because that's entertainment value too.
Exactly. I was mesmerized by it.
Now, another adventure that we did, Brian
yes.
and I, with Lindsay Alikna from Kentucky Farm Bureau, we actually went and picked up trash. And
interesting.
That was very interesting.
Like where? Where
Here.
Did you-
We went on a route with a team here
okay.
and with the county, and it was a very, I think that's an unappreciated job.
Absolutely.
And
is.
It is,
there's
it's
no
a
question.
Necessity,
yes.
You know, and it's dangerous.
Sure.
And there's so many things, there's so many layers to it. And I have so much appreciation for what those people do.
Me too. I can't imagine, like, as hot as it's been, mm-hmm. how cold it gets, coming home with that trash funk.
Yeah. And these people work multiple hours. It's not just a 9-to-5 job. They're out there, some of them 5 o'clock in the morning, and they're working, you know, until it's dark, some of them.
Yes. So and, on behalf of everybody in Hardin County, thank you to our...
Absolutely.
Yes, those...
Trash collectors.
Trash collectors.
They have a technical name.
Yes. I can't remember what it is. It's like sanitational engineer.
I think
that's what it is.
Or you just made it up. I mean, I'll go along with it. Whatever.
Sanitational engineer. That's what we're going
to
go with.
One thing that I do like to do for our trash collectors, that's what I call them. I've left them cards on our trash can before.
Yes.
But you have to be creative with the way you do that because...
Yes.
You don't want them to just think it's trash.
Right.
And so
right.
I've made like a tent, you know, and taped it on top. And then I'm like, to our trash collectors. And then I put like 4 different names of what they might be called because I don't know what their technical name
Got
is
it.
At that time.
Oh.
And then leave them a little treat.
Yes.
Know? Leave them, I mean, if you're at home, give them water or a popsicle or something.
That's
like
a great idea.
Yeah. So maybe you could ask them if you could just kind of tag along.
Hang out. Yeah, I wonder if they have a ride-along program.
That would be really cool.
They do have a ride-along program with, like, the state police. I've done that before.
And the Elizabethtown
Police
Department.
But I wonder if the trash folks do that. Waste management. I'm going to give them a call.
You should. I've got their number. Yes.
Is that who you worked with? So when you picked up trash, did you have, like, the little clampy thing with the arm that picked up the trash, or did you have, like, a glove or...
No, we did have gloves. We had to wear a protector or a... what do you call
hazmat
it? Neon.
Suit.
No. The neon vest so that you know we could be seen. And then I did learn when you got the person in the back that when they compact it, because they can fit so much stuff in there.
Yes, they
and
can.
I was standing directly behind it and they said, Trisha, you need to move because stuff will kind of explode and you know, the grossness of the trash, you know, could get on you.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things to take into consideration
now
when you're picking up trash. So
trash explosion.
You know, I'll give you that number right now.